Interested in the various jobs being done and programs offered in your communities?
Yeah, I want to know about stuff.
Where should you turn to for such information?
The anticipation is killing me!
What better place than straight from the horse's mouth? It is time for your What Do You Think program, presented by WLEW and WHST. Here's your host with today's topic.
Hello, everyone, and good morning, and welcome to AM 1340 and 94.1 FM, and to another edition. Hello, everyone. Good morning, and welcome to another edition of our What Do You Think program here on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson, and I'm joined today by Kelly Jo Ozentoski. She is the Community Promotions Director, for the City of Harbor Beach and the Harbor Beach Chamber of Commerce, and also joined by Mr. Robbie Eisler, the Truck Show Chairperson. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
And
good morning.
How are you today?
Hey, doing fantastic.
Good, very good. So, where would you like to start?
Well, I'm going to let Robbie introduce the show.
Perfect.
Yeah, we're doing our Truck Parade Show again this year. It's been a really great hit over the last few years. The lineup is going to start at 11 a.m. at City Hall, not 11 p.m. Some people think it's 11. And we're planning on leaving no later than 1 p.m. from City Hall. We may try to leave a little bit earlier. We want to keep the show moving. We're going to do our best to hit some of our times. I mean, depending on how things go and our count. We're really hoping to have close to 100 trucks again. That's what we've averaged the last few years.
That's not bad, huh?
Yeah,
it's a great
that's
turnout.
That's what I've been telling everybody is just the times are estimated. So they could be a little earlier, a little later, just depends on how it all flows.
I think most people understand that, but you always have that one that's like, it's at 11 o'clock. And that's Saturday, June 10th?
Yes, that's Saturday, yep.
And the truck show, is that older trucks, like antique trucks, or I've never been to one myself. I hate to admit it, but
it's anything. A lot of them are guys that are driving them every day, working them right now. They wash them up and they'll bring them and they'll do the parade. When we get back at roughly 6:30 at Harbor Beach, we park on Main Street. The people then are allowed to walk around them and look at them while the live music's playing. Then at dusk, we'll do a tour of around town with truck lights. That's really been a great hit. Everybody's really liked that. It's just been a really nice thing for the community. It's nice that we've been able to go through all the little towns in our county, and people can actually see it from several. We have people that will see us in say Port Hope, and they'll drive to Caseville and catch us again.
Or
people from Port Austin will drive back to Baddox to see us go through Baddox again. I mean, they really enjoy it. The kids really like it. I had a story told to me just this week. There was a kid last year. You could tell he was really excited about trucks and had some difficulties. And one of our guys took this kid and grabbed him, picked him up, put him in his truck, and that kid was smiling from ear to ear.
Just the highlight of his day.
The parents said, he doesn't ever go to strangers. I mean, and this guy was a super great guy to do, just a perfect guy to pick that kid up and show him a truck. And, I mean, for some of these kids, you know, it's a maybe once-in-a-lifetime experience. And that's what we're doing it for, is to help keep the community positive and, you know, go that extra mile and make somebody's day when they're not feeling good. You know?
Well, I was going to say, that probably makes it all worth it, all the work that has to go into getting something like this set up, is to see the happiness on a kid's face like that. And
oh, absolutely. I mean, seeing people happy, out enjoying themselves, visiting with each other, you know, that's what community is all about. Heron County is basically one big community. So being able to involve all the communities with the convoy like that, I mean, that's just fantastic.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, and a lot of people like it, and then, like you said, like it enough to visit it in its multiple locations. But, I mean, why not? You get a nice enough day, and you get to get out with the family and just enjoy the outside and some cool-looking trucks and all kinds of other stuff. So.
Yeah, you know, and you gotta thank all those that are part of the convoy and the show and stuff. I mean, they take their day.
Oh, that's what I mean.
You know, give of their time and,
right,
you know, stuff to do it and be and part of it. And I mean, actually on social media this morning, I read a comment that someone was like, thank you to all the sponsors, but also to everyone who's part of it.
Absolutely.
And takes the time to entertain us is what they said.
Well, it's true. It's funny and it's true, you know, because, yeah, that's absolutely right. Every person there doing whatever they're doing as part of the program has taken that time out of their life that they could be doing who knows what and chose to give it to that to make people's day. So that's very cool. Very much, like you said, a community effort.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it does take everybody. It takes all the police officers blocking roads and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, fire departments.
We work, I think, just about every fire department in our county comes out that day.
Do they?
They donate their time. They help block roads so we don't have to stop. I want to give a special thanks to those guys because they don't need to do that.
Exactly.
They do it. They do it because it's a community thing. Yeah. It's really great that they help out that way. You know, our sponsors really help us out being able to put the entertainment on. You know, we have a meal provided when we stop at Countryside for those that are participating. So, I mean, that's a great thing. Countryside's helped out a lot. J.W. Hunt's helped out a lot. Michigan Kenworth. I mean, we've got several sponsors. I know I won't get them all, but we want to say thank you to all of them. Without that, we wouldn't be able to do this. And it all happened just because a few guys were sitting around and said, you know, we ought to have a truck show in Harbor Beach. And
I think they were actually at a car show.
Right.
And then decided to do their own
truck show, too. Well, yeah, why not, you know? But I think that's exactly right to both of your points, that it's easy to not even realize exactly how much work by how many people are involved in these kinds of events. You know, you get out and you're just enjoying yourself. And without even purposely, you don't realize, like, a lot of people spend a lot of their time and efforts into making it a fun, enjoyable event.
Oh,
so,
that's absolutely what I always say. Everything happens because of the volunteers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, all of our local communities are basically ran by volunteers,
well,
you know,
really,
for a lot of
it.
I mean, you can do the planning.
Right.
But then to make the actual events happen
absolutely.
Is the volunteers taking care of it.
Absolutely.
So,
So
having those people step up. Thank you, Robbie.
But yes, I mean, it's just wonderful. You know, you see it on so many. I mean, as we're talking today, she's got several different events that go on, and it's all volunteers that do it. Very few of these events anybody ever gets paid from. I mean, even right down to our county fair, those are all volunteers. I mean, there's nobody that gets paid to put that stuff on. I mean, it's...
I think it can't be overstated, the volunteering aspect of it, too, because everyone... I mean, all these people, they have families, you know, and different things, and they're giving up their time with that to try to make something special for other families and things, too. So I think, like you said, it's great that you're really hammering on that because... It's something to really highlight, you know.
Absolutely. You know, we had maritime meeting last night planning for that coming up.
Yeah.
You know, and so there's like 15 people sitting there taking time out of their day or their evening with their families.
Probably a lot of them after they've already worked a full day and everything and they're tired, but they're still gritting the teeth and pushing that extra little bit of effort to try to do something even more. So.
So no, it's great to work with these people and to put on an event like this for the whole county to enjoy. And I guess that's one blessing that came from COVID being shut down that one summer.
Sometimes it kind of, I guess, falls under that old adage, you don't know what you have until it's gone, you know?
Right.
So I think a lot of us maybe realize that. However everyone feels about the different things that went on, we were all kind of locked away from each other for, you know, a couple years or whatever it was. And so it's like, oh, all these little things that you just kind of take for granted really start to shine to the forefront of, oh, wow.
Right. Well, and that's when the convoy got started because we couldn't have the show.
Yeah.
So they decided we're not giving up.
Exactly.
We're going to do
something
different.
Innovate.
Yes.
Innovate and not just exactly. That's wonderful.
So. And it worked out really good. And when people come to the show, you're going to see everything from some brand new trucks right off the lot to trucks that are 1950s.
There we go. Yeah,
yes.
Kind of a
we've
spectrum.
Got a variety from big semi trucks with trailers on to old single axle trucks, some old classic pickups. I mean, if a guy wants to bring his plastic pickup out. We let them yeah, go. Yeah. So,
well, it's a great way to do it because right. you're just attracting it's the whole variety of people right. and whatever right. their interests are. You've got a little bit of everything for
and,
them.
And exactly. we draw from all over the state. I mean, we've had people as far, come out of Ohio before. So,
oh, yeah. Yes. Okay.
So, I mean, it's...
Calm down, Michigan fans. It's okay. It's okay. They're just checking out the trucks. They're not trying to scout.
Oh, boy. So. We'll stay away from that.
I was going to say, everyone wear neutral team colors for that and don't need no problems with that. That's very good.
So, yeah, so then after, like Robbie said, after the convoy, they'll park in downtown. We do ask that anyone that is downtown before the trucks get there, which there will be a lot of people before they get there,
sure.
Clear the streets for the trucks and stay out of their way to get parked safely.
Yep, so that they can get through and keep it moving along.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's a big thing. So, and the band will be downtown on Huron Avenue where it always is.
Yeah, are we talking about, it looks like, is it Alan Turner? Is that the band, Turner Band?
Alan Turner and the Steel Horse Band.
Yeah, country band. Yeah, so
it
that'll...
is. He does a little of everything.
Yeah.
He's very high energy.
Yeah.
He's been a great hit for the past few years. So,
absolutely.
So it's a lot of fun. People will be dancing out in the street and
stuff. It looks like he's starting at around 6.
Yes.
That's tentatively 6 to 10.
Right, 6 to 10. Right. Yeah, because he'll shut down for the... in
lighted
time
parade.
For the lighted parade.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. So, man, that's great.
So, yeah, and then the food trucks are will be set up to the north of the main light.
North of the main light,
yes.
Okay, for the food vendors.
For the vendors. And they are supposed to be open by 5.
Okay.
So 5 to 9-ish is kind of what we have them set at. If they're busy, they'll probably stay open longer if they haven't ran out of food.
Well, I've got a little bit of a glimpse inside that. I have some family members that are starting to do some of that stuff, and it's like, that can be the thing. It's like, oh, we're running out of food. We got to – somebody go get us some more stuff, if it's a busy day.
Right.
So, absolutely. But that's a good problem to have, I guess.
It is. And we do have our restaurants downtown as well that you can, eat at. Ernesto's, Smalley's. We got our couple of new restaurants, Shipwrecks.
Okay. I think I heard of
1887 is usually closed after lunch.
Okay.
Unless they decide to stay open for that
You
night.
Never know,
I don't
right.
know.
Yeah, for a big event like that, perhaps.
And then you have Sandman's there as well, so.
Yeah.
Several different places right there. Little Caesar's Pizza's there.
Yeah.
So there are places for people
there
to
won't
eat.
Be, don't worry, you won't leave hungry.
No, you shouldn't, no. But the food trucks just definitely help accommodate all the
absolutely.
Extra people for the evening.
Yeah, certainly. So. That's, So that's talking about the truck show.
And then for those that are going to be lining up at City Hall, Sandman's will be at City Hall for lunch if anyone needs something for that.
Okay, perfect, yeah. Got all the bases covered, it seems like.
We tried. There's always something we missed.
Well,
but.
look, there's a lot of moving parts. I'm sure.
Try to streamline it a little more each year.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing with anything. Even here, I've only been here for about 7 months now at the radio station, and I don't have any background in it. So it's a lot of flying by the seat of your pants. But like you said, every time you do something, you're like, okay, the next time I'm going to do it this way. And then the next time, slowly, it gets refined.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it does. But then, at dusk, the lighted parade, and, that goes out through town and around past North Park.
Yes, goes past campgrounds, which there's a lot of people that go up there camping just for the
just
truck
for
show.
This. Heard y'all yesterday.
Oh, I imagine,
the campground's almost full. So
so the campgrounds are loving it too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Great for all kinds of local area businesses and things like that.
Sure.
Absolutely. Plus right on Harbor Beach up that way, right on the beach, that's also cool.
Yes,
I mean, couldn't ask for a better spot.
Right.
For sure. The lighted parade?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I assume just by listening to what that's called, what it is, but is that lighted parade, so it's full of lights and things that? Or
yeah.
Is that...
I mean, you're going to see guys, they're going to have their trucks decked out. They're going to be... you could have a rainbow of colors on just one truck. These guys take a lot of pride in putting lights on.
Yeah.
And people come down and they're amazed on some of the things that people do with their trucks and the lights.
Oh, I imagine.
It's a wonderful event. It takes a lot of time. I own my own trucks. lighting is an issue, and when you can keep them looking as good as they those guys do, it takes a lot of work.
Oh, I have
absolutely
no doubt.
To see that the whole line is lit up and not one bulb out.
Nope. Yeah.
I mean, that is impressive. It's, because
absolutely.
They go out all the time.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
It's just
I get a brand new string of Christmas lights. I can't keep them all lighted, it seems like. So kudos to these guys. Maybe I need to hire some of them come
there
Christmas
you
time, you know.
They might want to work with different product than you have.
That's true. That's true. Maybe I could park a car or a truck, rather, in the house, and we could do that for Christmas time this year, you know. I'm pretty flexible.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah, so then after the lighted parade, people just kind of disperse and
go about
their way, whichever.
Yeah.
You know, some of those trucks have a ways to go home. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Well, like you said, I mean, you've got people coming from all over the state and even out of state sometimes, you know, from, like you mentioned, Ohio. So, yeah.
You just had to throw that Ohio back in there.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm just trying to, I'm really, if my uncle and my dad are listening, I'm just trying to jab it to them a little bit. So all the other listeners, don't take that personally. That's just a little inside family jab that I like to poke at them every once in a while. So.
Actually, we do have some friends from Ohio that are up for the truck parade.
But you see, you have friends from Ohio.
We do.
Now, if Michiganders and Ohioans can be friends, there is still hope
for
the world. You know?
That's right.
That's we can come together. Oh, that's very good. So that was the truck show. Was there anything else about the truck show in particular you wanted to talk about, or was there some of the other events you wanted to touch on at all?
I think
or?
That kind of covered the truck show. Is there anything else you had, Robbie?
I don't think so. I just want to emphasize, we do go through every town in the county. I mean, I don't think I miss any. I actually go out of my way to actually go into Owendale and make a loop.
You do. You kind of go.
That's where I live.
Right. We go out of our way. We circle around the school in Owendale and come right back out. So I hope I'm not missing any, but I think we hit every little.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to watch for that, too, because we live in Owendale, me and my family. So.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. Yeah,
we
come around and we go past the school and up behind the school. And then
hopefully
back
my wife is listening, because I have the memory of a goldfish. So, you know.
Oh, that's why I have to write everything down.
If I don't write, I used to make fun of my mother because she would take notes. And now I found, like, I think I'm worse than she is. If I don't write it down, it's gone.
I always say it's because there's too much up there.
That's what I go with, too. Like, it's not that I'm forgetful. There's just too many things I'm trying to hold on to.
You know, we'll come then through Pigeon and Elkton. We get police and fire departments to block all the stop signs off, so we stay as a group as much as we can.
Right.
We're going to go through Bad Axe and south of Bad Axe, right on Bad Axe Road to Atwater Road to Ubley, and then Ubley through Ruth and back into Harbor Beach from the south. So, we really try to
hit everything.
Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely. That's quite the convoy.
Yes, it is.
So we get requests once in a while of people like, well, can you change the route so it goes by my house? It's set for a reason.
It's probably easier for you to move a lawn chair than it is to redirect the whole route.
Well,
you know?
And I'm sure there's some people that aren't able to get around
right.
as well.
I'm being a little
but
facetious.
But at the same time,
I
know they do plan the route to make it easiest for the trucks as
well.
Well,
right. And like you said, it's a big moving operation. So
that
has to be taken into consideration for sure as well. So.
Yeah. So then, you know, we have the truck show that kind of kicks off the Harbor Beach summer after Memorial Day on the weekend and all that went on there. And then we get into our lighthouse tours kick off on Saturdays.
I think I remember reading a couple of news stories we might add about
that. Yeah, I'm sure you did.
The
lighthouse tours are fantastic. Those are Saturday mornings.
Okay.
You can reserve your tickets online at harborbeachlighthouse.org. That's the best way to do it, because then you can kind of pick which time you want for your tour.
Absolutely.
And they often sell out, so if you just show up, you may not get a tour.
Right. And then you've wasted your trip, so better to get online.
So, and it is a fantastic tour. It's a boat ride out to the lighthouse.
Oh, wow.
Then it's a guided tour. Yeah. You can stay out there as long as you want, and then a boat ride back, because it sits a mile offshore.
Sure. They can swim. Make them swim.
Well, some people have done that, but I don't encourage it, especially this time of year.
I bet some have, but I'm saying that and I'm volunteering everyone except for myself to do that, you know.
So, but yeah, but that's a great tour. They go through the whole history. You know, the new fog building is out there now. So everything is back exactly how it was when it was originally.
That's pretty neat. Getting it.
They're pretty proud. The Lighthouse Society is proud of it, and they should be because they've done a ton of work.
As they should be. It's like being able to take a step back in time.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
That's
and
pretty
to
neat.
See how Lighthouse Keeper, at least in that lighthouse, used to live.
So,
pretty neat to see.
Absolutely.
You know, and we have our two other museums in town. We have the Grice House Museum, which is down towards the marina. So if you go to the lighthouse tour, you'll go right by them, Grice House Museum. Takes you back in time as well.
Yeah.
There's old farm equipment. There's an old schoolhouse, that kind
of
thing. So.
Those I've seen. I don't know that I've seen that one, but just speaking of old schoolhouses, that's interesting to see in and of itself, these older schoolhouses. You know, it's like stepping back into Little House on the Prairie or something.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. You know, and all the kids are taught in one room by one teacher.
Right. You know, that's exactly what it always reminds me of.
Then at the Grice House, the original Fresnel lens from the lighthouse is there.
Oh, so the original.
The original is in the museum.
Okay.
They had a replica made back when they had their big celebration.
Yeah.
So that's actually shines in the lighthouse now. But
now,
the original
can
is
still be
there.
Seen
yes.
and viewed. And,
it's gorgeous.
Yeah, I would imagine so. That's very cool.
So, yeah. Farmer markets is every Friday, noon to 5, on the Murphy Museum lawn.
Oh, is that happening now?
Yep, that started Memorial Weekend.
Every Friday.
Every Friday through October 13th.
I was going to say I see till October 13th, but that is every Friday as of now at the Frank Murphy lawn.
So yes. Okay. It's right by the Visitor Center.
Perfect.
So,
starting from noon to 5.
Yeah, so it sounds like they have some different types of vendors this year, so that should be interesting to see and be part of.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, then we go our Music at the Beach series.
It is a
series. There are actually eight nights.
8 nights of music.
Of free music down at the beach.
Yeah.
So different bands, different genres.
Absolutely.
Bands from all over the state. I mean, just kind of.
Again. A little bit of something for everybody.
Yeah. So, I mean, they'll, you know, some, it's probably more your taste 1 week than another.
Sure.
But
hey, the beach is always there.
Oh, the beach is always there. And families come out. I mean, because the kids have the huge playscape right there to play on.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, you have the pier to walk on. You have the water. You have the bike and pedestrian trail. I mean, it's just a lot right there. You can do, even if you don't like the music.
Well, that's the thing. Right, exactly. Like you said, even if it might not be your taste every day, it's like, well, that's all right. There's plenty of other activities.
Yeah, so our first one starts June 23rd, and then it goes every Friday until August 11th is the last one.
To August, yeah.
Yeah.
So a nice stretch.
Nights start to cool down earlier then, so people aren't as apt to stay
out once it starts getting chillier.
So we kind of end it there. We did throw in an extra one this year with July 2nd, a Sunday night, kind of to celebrate the 4th, you know?
Yeah.
You got to.
Absolutely.
Make it a little bit more exciting than just one that weekend. So now we have two that weekend, Friday and Sunday night.
That is very
good. That'll be
good.
Then, of course, our Maritime Festival has bands, and that is July 5th through the 9th.
I see you got all kinds of stuff for that, too.
My gosh. That just, it continues to amaze me at what people come up with and new activities
That's
to
what I'm
do.
Saying. I mean, I'm it's looking just, at, like, obviously, again, music, so all kinds
of
music.
For sure, music, yes. That's always been a big part of the Maritime.
And then I'm looking at bocce ball. I love bocce ball. I'm not saying I'm good at it.
And you don't
but
have
I do
to,
like
you
it.
Don't have to be good at it. You can have fun playing though.
We've got a set at home. We're going to have to start breaking out now that the weather's nicer too. So, but.
Yeah, the bocce and cornhole tournaments, those are teams of 64.
Okay.
And they do sell out. So if you would like to be part of those,
better get on it.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And you can register online at themaritimefestival.com.
Themaritimefestival.com. Very good.
Yep. So Yeah, the kids' carnival is a big hit for all the little ones. That they usually have close to 500 kids go through.
Oh yeah.
My gosh, it's kind of crazy, but at the same time, fantastic to see.
To see just all the
That's
the great thing about being a kid when you're young. I was talking about that the other day, and it's like, man, we as adults got to try to get back to that stage of like a kid. No matter what they're doing, everything is amazing.
Everything's fun.
Everything is amazing and wonderful. You know, it's like, man, to be able to recapture that zest for everything.
For sure. For sure. Yeah, and then there's inflatables there for the kids to play on that day as well.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with inflatables for kids.
Right?
You know?
I mean, they just get on there and have a blast.
Absolutely. I mean, when no one's watching, I even have a blast on myself a little bit sometimes. But
you know what? I'm kind of jealous once in a while.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, the kids get everything cool. I'll take my shoes off, you know? Right. Let me bounce.
Yeah. The kid and pet, the pet and bike parade, which kind of kicks off Saturday morning's kid activities, is a lot of fun. I mean, we have things from chickens to dogs.
It's
kind of amazing to see
what,
you know, all the different pets people have. I mean, they'll bring their little hamsters in cages or, you know, whatever. Yeah. Whatever they have, they bring.
Right.
Or just decorate their bike up and ride their bike.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fun in, on multi-levels. I see one of them says the frog jumping contest and pet tricks. Now, I can assume I can figure out the pet tricks part. The frog jumping contest, is that literally frogs see how far
That is literally frogs jumping.
Okay.
See how far they jump.
And see how far
three
you're...
jumps. They get three jumps.
They get three jumps. So you bring your frog and they get three jumps, and whoever gets the farthest is the winner.
When you set it down, you got to get it to jump. Some are shy and don't want to start jumping.
A little bit of stage fright.
And
maybe.
Other ones just take off.
You got your superstars and the ones that still have a little bit of stage fright.
Right.
I can understand that.
Then the pet tricks, you know, if your pet can do anything or whatever, it's just kind of fun to see.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
To be part of.
All
so.
The creative things
it's not. It's
come
not
up
like
with.
We have professional trainers out
anything.
Hey,
it's just a fun time
for
your average people to get together and just enjoy
life. So.
Absolutely.
Oh, fun times.
That sounds very much
Saturday
like it.
Is full because then we also have going on the jet ski races.
I saw,
The jet skis are provided, so you can do a team of four. Anyone's welcome to participate. You just register online for a team.
They're provided, the jet skis?
The jet skis are provided.
So even you don't have to
You
have
don't even
your
have
own.
To have your own jet ski.
Okay, really?
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you can't ask for much better than that, then.
Yeah, so, so there's some people that race that kind of they know what they're doing and then there's others that it's an experience.
I was going to say, then there are the others that like, I'd like to... Let me check this thing out, you know.
But hey, you want to check it out. It's a great way to do it.
Well, why not? You know, you get a feel for it and
get
your feet wet, metaphorically and literally.
Yeah, so that's a big part. And then for the second year now, we are having the strongman contest. I should say strongman woman.
Yeah, so either can participate. Yeah.
Exactly. They have both. It's Battle on the Beach Part 2 this
year. Is that what this is? That's a different thing, or that's part of the strongman?
That's part of the strongman.
Battle. I like the name, Battle on the Beach.
That's the name that they gave it. Last year was just Battle on the Beach. This year is Battle on the Beach Part 2.
Part 2. I like it.
So they have some new things planned.
I was going to say, like, what are some of the activities they do?
Last year they were lifting pickups and stuff. They were rolling big tires.
I'll participate as long as I could bring a Hot Wheels pickup. I could probably lift that, you know.
They're carrying weights. They were tossing big sand balls
over like
a pole.
So exactly what you'd think of when you watch a strongman contest.
And this is actually it's a sanctioned event that they are going for points to make it to nationals at. So, so these are people that are serious about being there.
That's incredible. I mean, you guys just have all kinds of stuff.
It comes from the volunteers that put it all together.
It just speaks to how many volunteers are involved and how many people. Because, I mean, this is no, like, little throw-together thing.
Right. Oh, no.
I mean, this
Nick has been working on this since last year's.
Oh, I have no doubt. I have no doubt for all of this to be able to come together.
Right.
That's amazing.
And then just the registration of everybody. I mean, it's a whole other entity in and of itself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, then we have the fireworks on Saturday night.
Yeah, so, yeah, always a good time.
Yeah, everybody asks, you know, on the for the weekend of the 4th when our fireworks are. Oh, they're next weekend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We wait and have them during our festival, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, why not?
There's enough others around for the 4th.
Well, that's the thing. So. And then, you know, you're giving it a whole another weekend for people to enjoy
exactly.
it. You know, besides
it just works.
Everything on one day, so.
Yeah, so. So yeah, then things wrap up on Sunday with the fish fry, which always sells out.
Oh, yeah.
And the big maritime raffle, which is always fun.
Yeah, but I'm sure I saw the fish fry and I'm like, oh yeah, that. Those are always
dueling
very
pianos.
Popular. Dueling pianos.
So, yeah.
Yeah, great show.
So.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So, and then it's time to take a rest and sleep.
Yes, it's time to take the rest and sleep. Absolutely.
But just a short one, because right after that, we got our community fair
starting
July 30th through August 5th.
See, that's perfect.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, the very next weekend, we have our cart derby races.
Yeah. I mean,
just a little power nap.
Yeah, because there's always lots of things going on. I mean, always something going on in our community.
There is.
You should see what they're doing at the fairgrounds. It's wonderful, the community support we get there, and the kids show up and the events. And
that's great.
The fair was always a huge part of my childhood. So.
Oh, yeah, right.
And we always showed animals, so we were out there every day, you know.
Right,
so,
besides just the fun of it. For people that are not children anymore, it has the nostalgic aspect to it, too.
Yeah.
And there's been some major improvements at our fairgrounds this year.
Yeah.
People are really going to be impressed. There's a lot of new things, so we need everybody to come out and enjoy all of our festivals this summer, all over. I mean, throughout the communities. I mean,
absolutely.
Port Austin, all of them. Port Hope, yeah. Harbor Beach.
Yep.
Come enjoy our festivals.
For sure.
They're all put on by volunteers. They're doing it. They're doing it for the people to enjoy. They're doing it for the community to show off what they can do in their community. You know, so please come out, support these events and festivals. You know, they're not doing it because there's a lot of money for them.
Right.
A lot of them are doing it for volunteers, doing it to help the community out, bring people in to see what our community has to offer everybody. And
yes.
So,
yeah.
You know,
which is a lot.
Right.
From just in the little bit we've talked. You know?
Exactly. And this community, I mean, it's so diverse. I mean, you have, of course, your agriculture, but then you have your industry and your shops, your business, your other local businesses, and to support them is huge.
It's not a one-trick pony.
Right. No.
So.
For sure not. Then mid-July, also we have, if you're around the area, just watch out. There's going to be over 200 bicycles in the area.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They're camping at North Park Campground, so they'll be doing day trips from there for a week.
Doing some bicycling.
Yeah. So
that's quite a flock.
Yeah, be on a lookout if you start seeing some of those.
I was gonna say, I guess I don't know what the term for a bunch of bicyclists are. Flock, gander, I don't know.
I don't know.
I know geese is a gander. I don't know if that applies. But either way, there's going to be a lot of them.
Yes. So but that'll be kind of fun to see what they do and let them experience our area
and everything
from a bicycle,
offer,
you know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So August takes us to our salsa tasting event.
I kind of had my eye on that one.
Yeah.
That's
kind of a favorite for people. We didn't do it a couple of years, and we were asked to bring it back.
Yeah, good.
So the chamber does that. So
they liked it enough to bring it back. So demand.
But the merchants, you know, make their salsa, and you go taste it and vote for your favorite.
Absolutely.
So, pretty simple, but kind of fun.
Well, it's nice too because it's not going to be super filling. So if you're a guy like me that rarely likes to take a break from eating, it's like there you go.
You can just keep going.
You just keep on going.
And I believe there's also a quilt show at the library that day.
Okay.
So it sounds like they're expecting about 100 quilts or so.
Wow.
I'm like, whoo.
That's a lot of quilts.
That's a big quilt show.
I mean, I don't know a lot about quilts, but it sounds like a lot of quilts.
So there's a couple of different things to do in town that day.
Yeah.
And if you like salsa, you'll definitely like the chili tasting in September.
Okay.
That is that brings people from everywhere.
Well, I'm going to have to go get myself a new pair of maternity pants, I guess. That's always my go-to for Thanksgiving and big meal days. It's like, oh, yeah, I don't even have to loosen a belt.
Wear the stretchies.
Yeah, it just moves with me.
Yeah. Oh, boy. but yeah, so lots to do, you know, in Harbor Beach and around the whole county for the year. There's always different things going on. I think every weekend has some kind of festival or another. Sometimes two.
Sometimes two.
Definitely a great place to be for community. And
right. Well, and actually, right after our truck show, the following weekend is Sugar Festival.
Yes. In Seaboing.
Yes. In Seaboing. Yeah. Yeah.
So we got, I mean, starting now from this here on out, there's something going on every weekend
it's
in the
just,
county.
Yeah.
If you're up here visiting and you want to experience a new exciting event, come out. There's always something that entertain everyone.
You're not going to have a lack of opportunities visiting the area to find things to do, family, fun things to do.
Right.
And just a wide variety. It's not going to have to be, if you like doing the same thing over and over, you'll have that. But if you like to experience new, there are obviously, as you we're all talking about, plenty of new things to try to.
Yes,
for sure.
Well, that is great. Yeah. Is there anything else you wanted to cover? Or
Remind people, Saturday, June 10th.
Saturday, June 10th.
It's the truck show, the convoy show. Yep. Lighted parade.
Right around the corner, so clear your schedules.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for being here, Mr. Robbie Eisler and Kelly Joe. It's great to have you. Thank you for being a part of the program.
Absolutely.
Making us aware of all these great things going on in the community. Lots of, I'm sure my children are taking notes right now, so... They'll have
they're
the going whole,
to have their list of everything they
say,
want.
I will come home.
Their bucket list for the summer.
I will come home and have a nice itinerary ready to go for
them. There you go.
Yep.
So awesome. Well, thank you again
so much.
Thank
you for having us.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into this What Do You Think edition.
Yeah, now I know stuff.
And be sure to keep your ears tuned closely to AM 1340 and 94.1 FM for our next What Do You Think program.